Question 11. Someone who suffers from catatonic schizophrenia. Choices. A. Has elaborate hallucinations. B. Has delusions of grandeur and persecution. C. Does not have thought disorders. Or D. Has periods of total inactivity. And the correct choice here is D. Catatonic schizophrenia is one of the types of schizophrenia. It's the one that is associated with movement disorders, either total inactivity or repetitive movements or things like that, most typically inactivity of some sort. Question 14. Which type of schizophrenic person is most characterized by silly or odd behavior? Choices. A. Undifferentiated. B. Paranoid. C. Disorganized. Or D. Catatonic. Correct choice. C. Disorganized. Choice A. Undifferentiated. That's kind of the none of the above. It has lots of symptoms, but none are particularly pronounced. Choice B. Paranoid is characterized by delusions. And D. Catatonic, again, that is a movement disorder characterized by movement abnormalities. Question 15. The most effective treatment for phobias is, choices, A. Systematic desensitization, B. Stimulant drugs, C. Electroshock therapy, or D. Psychoanalysis. And the correct choice here is A. Systematic desensitization. Phobias are classically conditioned behaviors, so the best way to get rid of them is to extinguish the conditioning, and systematic desensitization, that's exactly what that does. Question 16. Electroconvulsive therapy is most commonly used for people suffering from, choices, A. Epilepsy, B. Depression, C. Autism, and D. Schizophrenia. The correct choice here is B. Depression. Although once a long time ago, it was also used for schizophrenia, it wasn't really used for schizophrenia because it helped. It was just that there weren't many other choices. But currently, electroconvulsive therapy is a treatment for severe depression. Question 19. Which of the following is a method of treating phobias in which the person is suddenly exposed to the feared object? Choices. A. Psychoanalysis. B. Systematic desensitization. C. Flooding. Or D. Cognitive therapy. And the correct choice is C. Flooding. In flooding, the person that has the phobia is given a kind of sudden exposure to the thing that they fear in a controlled environment. B. Systematic desensitization, which is also a treatment for phobias, that includes gradual exposure to the thing that the person is phobic of. Question 20. Which of the following is an example of a positive symptom of schizophrenia? Choices. A. Inability to take care of oneself. B. Lack of emotional expression. C. Hallucinations. D. Deficit of speech. And the correct choice is C. Hallucinations. All of the others are negative symptoms. With schizophrenia, remember that positive and negative, again, doesn't mean good or bad. It simply means positive that things are present, negative that things are absent. Choices A, B, and D all are the absence of something. inability of being able to take care of yourself, lack of emotional expression, deficit of speech. The only positive symptom, the only thing that is present that should otherwise not be, is hallucinations. Question 28. Panic disorder is frequently linked with choices: A, obsessive compulsive disorder; B, conversion disorder; C, multiple personality; or D, social phobia. And the correct answer is D, social phobia. Social phobia is commonly co-diagnosed in people that have panic disorder. Question 32. Someone who has generalized anxiety disorder would be most likely to, choices: A, say, quote, "I never am able to feel anxious," end quote; B, be constantly plagued by exaggerated worries; C, experience panic attacks daily; or D, lose access to a particular set of memories. The correct choice is B. Generalized anxiety disorder, or GAD, is characterized by worry.